We're cut from the same cloth and both true blues when it comes to certain ideas, beliefs, notions, and venues with exceptional menus. Not to mention people, places, faces, and extreme escapists. Phonetically, it sounded good from over here anyways, or that way, online, everywhere, and always. A warm breeze outside this Mother's Day and a song in my heart makes for sunny and golden memories. What's the origin of the phrase true blue? True blue is supposed to derive from the blue cloth that was made at Coventry, England in the late Middle Ages. The town's dyers had a reputation for producing material that didn't fade with washing. That is, it remained fast or true. The phrase as true as Coventry blue originated then and is still used, in Coventry at least. Props, as we say here, formal bows or salute is imagined there, to phrases.org.uk and my beloved mom's God-given sewing, all things fabric and remarkable artistic abilities. Ironic, since these true blues that I'm referencing and prefacing story-wise have DNA straight across the pond, over the grassy green hills, through the royal blue ether, and the historical clear crisp atmosphere, to the drawbridges of England, but have never been, yet, said with vigor. My mom would say, for some reason or other, our invite was lost in the mail. You're still young and goals are ingenious to have, something along those lines. In fact, the entire reason for this ghostwriter's story, metaphorically, biologically, symbolically, and above all, miraculously, magically, and magnificently. The term true blues comes on the scene in 1636. However, the blues I'm referring to are in reference to me, mom, and I can hear her sigh over my improper grammar usage. Other awesome words I can use or use to irritate her from that era. I'm sure things were super great then too, and should be extra grateful we hail from this tale in time. Include, but not limited to, angle of refraction, Christian era, confirmatory, corvette, crab stick, fluency, Geneva bands, harebell, homogeneous, irritant, merge, monotony, pharmaceutical, pixie, precatory, reglet, reprimand, sedan, self-indulgence, shorthand, supervene, Thessalonians, town meeting, treasury of merits, true blue, trustee, unbeknownst, and wampum. Shout out to Merriam-Webster and a deep-rooted love for linguistics, like delectable morsels of chocolate candies. Oh, and little red corvettes. I digress as usual, and I'm back to the sweet message intended. Wampum is fun to say. Wampum is ancient formula, or beads of polished shells strung in strands, belts, or sashes, and used by North American Indians as money, ceremonial pledges, and ornaments. We could stick around here all day and dissect the words and their definitions while sipping mimosas, but I know you have a busy day planned. That's for another day of writing while brunching on a glorious Sunday. Many blue and blood moons ago, I expressed to my mother I wanted to write a book. Her response was, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. As I'm about to reach 200,000 words, thanks to her, I can't help but have a bright, brilliant smile and image in my mind's eye. Mom encouraged me to write, and in doing so, have created a plethora of characters, places, and exquisite memories from all over this wondrous world and the seven seas to sail. This ghostwriter's mom was everything, my world. I speak of her in past tense only because it's evil that's kept us apart. She taught me all I've ever known, from the too enormous to comprehend universe through every galaxy I could admirably absorb, past history's unfathomable mysteries over stars and their clusters, the vastness of the mind, microscopic idiosyncrasies, and all things beauty and magnitudes greater than time, the ocean, and life itself. My mother was a masterful teacher, principal, artist, seamstress, grand and great grandmother, only daughter, adored granddaughter, niece, boss, wife, cousin, friend, plant mom, and with all sincerity, in her heart, a pup mom. And Mumsy, facetious nickname of endearment, she'd say or mutter a sneer named Flippant to all of her babies, birds too. As I embark on my next quest of 100,000 words, I carry her in my heart, as she will always be with me. Mom introduced me to God, music, art, cars, fashion, flowers, politics, psychology, law, real estate, animal and human rights, equality, cinema, travel, junk food, time, and the rest is history. Oh, and that too. There's a million more. She was my best friend, mentor, muse, and all things momly. I miss her more than words, more than the bazillion written, intended, and God willingly, what's to come. I pray somewhere out there underneath the pale moon's twilight, she's thinking of me and knowing how much I love her tonight. Love forever and always. You are the wind beneath my wings and still learning to fly. This Midnight Ghostwriter wishes you and yours a happy Mother's Day. Would love to hear about your moms and the day itself. A bounty of blessings to all. Thanks for stopping by, and it doesn't end here. This Maserati is about to hit the fast lane on the next quest out of the dusty city. I've got to run. Thanks for listening.